Good morning, everyone. Today is Friday morning, the 27th of August, 2021. Well, Tori sent me an email about 8:30 last night showing that the lightning had struck the White House, on the outside of the White House. And I watched the video. It was quite remarkable. There was a soldier standing outside the door of the White House, and lightning struck, and so terrified the soldier jumped up and curtailed himself, you know, went right into the White House. And here he was on guard. It so petrified him, he left his guardship and went inside. This was 15 hours after, or shortly after, the announcement that there had been three different bombs, suicide bombs, in Afghanistan at the airport, killing 15 of our soldiers. And Biden has not said one thing. He hasn't voiced his concerns or even his plan since all of this has happened is what the response of the United States is going to be. So here's a man that has no concern for his own military. He's the chief military officer of the United States, as president, executive officer of the United States, and he has no response. And you can be sure of one thing, if he leaves the military and Americans stranded in Afghanistan, he'll leave us and not defend us here in the United States, and he's already proved that. But we serve a God who never leaves us or forsakes us. Underneath us are the everlasting arms of God. It's good to know that we serve a God that never leaves us or forsakes us, unlike General Biden. We've got a person at the helm who is suffering Alzheimer's, doesn't even know sometimes where he's at, can't remember people's names, and is supposedly leading our nation. He's leading us down to the pit. I believe this is God's judgment on this country. We need to repent. We need to cry out, God, have mercy upon us. We don't see repentance. We don't see people crying out to God in repentance for our nation's sins. People need to read the book of Daniel, where Daniel prayed not only for himself, but for his nation, and repented of the wrongs that he had done. Let us turn to God. Only he can bring about repentance in our hearts. And let us exalt him for who he is, the King of Kings and Lord of Lords.